We took a moment then to kind of rejigger this talk and talk about how companies, and certainly this is an automotive focus, but many companies can think more about this, on how they prepare for that bad thing that might happen. In the autonomous vehicle world, the automotive world, because it is going through such disruption right now, it makes sense to talk about that change now and how companies in that space can think about, how do I prepare for when that bad thing can take place? Now, to be sure, though, there's some pretty incredible things that are happening with these cars. They have massive amounts of data that's being collected as they drive through our streets. Massive amounts of data. And that, of course, raises all the issues that we just heard about. But it's getting better. They're acquiring more data. They're analyzing it faster. They're processing it quicker. They're processing it together in a way that has never happened before. And the communication cycles that are taking place between these vehicles is increasing as well. 4G cars, the current today cars, when driving at speed, if an object steps out in front of it, it needs about 4 feet to be able to react. The 5G networks of tomorrow, when an object steps in front of a car or enters the car's view, it will require only 1 inch of movement before it'll need to react. That's a huge change and a huge advance in the technology that'll make these cars safer. 40,000 deaths in the United States last year as a result of car incidents. 4,000 in Texas alone. During the course of my talk, three people will die in the United States because of car-related incidents. Even at NASA-level engineering, self-driving cars are still going to kill people. The estimates right now are roughly 300, given today's population in the United States. Certainly when that population changes, maybe those stats will change. But we have to understand that even with these massive, huge change in the benefits, 40,000 to 300 is a huge benefit for society.